I don't care what your side says about my side, just like you shouldn't care what I say about your side. See? America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffo will be by momentarily. Yes, it is that time of the year, the dreaded winter cold. And so I will sound like Barry White for this segment of the program. You remember Barry, that R&B singer, what, from the 70s? Yeah, that deeper-than-deep voice. Yeah, I sound very, some people say I sound sexy today. I don't know. I don't feel that way. But we will try to plod through. Well, stay with us. Coming up this hour, our guest will be Shemaine Nugent. And if the last name rings a bell, it should. She is Mrs. Ted Nugent. She is a healthy lifestyle ambassador. She has written a fascinating new book about redefining your life and finding purpose in your life while living in a healthy way. And her story is very interesting. About, 15 years ago, her house became laced with toxic mold, and she was essentially debilitated for about a year. And she bounced back from that very strongly, and we'll talk about that and how you can live a healthy life. And then it will be this week's edition of the Entertainment Report with Christina, followed by texts and tweets that married people or those in a committed relationship send to each other. If you're a married person, you'll know, especially if you're a man, you get the nasty text about get this and get that from the store. Back in the day, you'd go home and just get yelled at because you forgot to put it on the shopping list. Well, no, now you can be harassed while you're at the store or wherever you may choose to be, and we will have the story. We start things off this hour with the never-ending political process. That is this presidential cycle, which seemed to have started back in 1978. This week, Sarah Palin, to the utter surprise and disgust of other Republicans, came out and endorsed Donald Trump. And said they were going after evangelicals to try to court them onto the Trump bandwagon. Well, those who claim to be quite evangelical and Ted Cruz supporters, such as Glenn Beck and that whole crowd, they seem to be very upset that Sarah Palin turned on them. Well, it's one thing when other Republicans get upset and start making fun, but when the other side of the aisle does it, it's like, well, who cares what you think? Think about it. You'll turn on media that is very friendly to the Democrats, and yes, they will be ripping Trump, and they'll be ripping Cruz, and they'll make fun of Jeb Bush, and they'll make fun of Rubio, and all this. But you know what? If you are so obviously in the corner for a certain candidate or a certain party, this is the primary process. Who cares what you think? I have Democrat friends, I have Republican friends that spend so much time making fun of what the other party's candidates are doing. Worry about your own situation. Look at what we have right now. Let's go first to the Republicans. You have, as of now, either Donald Trump or Ted Cruz being your nominee. Ted Cruz is so far out to the right. Okay, he's off the scale. Do you really believe that Ted Cruz could win in Ohio, Nevada, or Florida, which will be imperative for a Republican to do to win the general election? No. And if it's not going to be Cruz, it's going to be Donald Trump, a political newbie. And now let's go to the other side of the aisle. You've got Hillary Clinton, the establishment candidate, who probably will not even win New Hampshire or Iowa. Bernie Sanders, a self-avowed socialist, is beating her by 30 points in New Hampshire right now. And do you really think that Bernie Sanders, an admitted socialist, can win in Ohio and Florida and in Nevada? No. Those are the battleground states. Other states are already blue. They're already red. It's certain states. That's what this whole election will turn on. And right now we have a situation where both parties are in utter chaos. But for the other side to make fun of what's going on the other side of the street, take a look in the mirror before you make fun of what's going on over at the neighbor's house. Stay with us. Shemaine Nugent coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Indian Motorcycle's liquid-cooled takeoff on the Harley-Davidson Sportster has a new sibling. Same basic design, less power. So what's the attraction? Money. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Like Big Brother, this Indian Scout was totally unexpected. The first Indian Scout carried a 69 cubic inch V-twin. The new iteration's displacement is a smaller 61 inches at 999 cc's. Claimed get up and go, notice the word claimed, is 78 horsepower, 65 pounds of torque, $89.99 for less power, one less gear, and another $300 for biker's intent on red or white paint instead of basic black.
Community.
American Biker Minute. Passport to the open road on two wheels.
Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. One summer day, several bored 14-year-olds lowered their pants and mooned oncoming traffic. But just as the sheriff turned the corner, he witnessed Billy mooning a car. He was arrested and charged with misdemeanor indecent exposure. The law reads, any person who lewdly exposes his private parts in a place where other persons are present is guilty of a misdemeanor. So, as you interpret this law, do you think Billy was found guilty of indecent exposure? The final verdict after this.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
The court stated that the evidence was insufficient that Billy exposed himself lewdly. So, because Billy did not act lewdly by definition, he could not be found guilty. And that's the final verdict.